Thanks for coming up, Jay. I think we all know who the biggest kid is here. Hey, just a really quick story I want to tell you. Do you want me to sit down too? Would that help? About when I went to stay at my granddad's house for the first time. Has anyone ever gone to stay at someone's place for the first time? It's kind of weird, right? Who knows that feeling where you're kind of like, what is going on? Where am I going to sleep? And one day, apparently, my mum and dad wanted a night to themselves. I can't imagine why. So they decided to put me at my granddad and grandmother's place. And I thought, this is going to be fantastic. I'm going to get away with all sorts of things. They're going to spoil me rotten. It's going to be great. And so it was a really good night, and we had a lot of fun. And then it came time to go to bed. And that's always the hard part, right, in a strange bed, in a strange bedroom. Now, let me ask you, who here has a night light at home? Anyone got a night light? Right, a few people are willing to admit to it. I've got a little girl, so we have a nightlight. And when I was a little boy, we had a nightlight too. It was this light in the shape of a sailing ship. And it was always on so we could see our way to the bathroom in the middle of the night. And it was great. And I loved it. But my grandma and granddad did not have a nightlight. So they showed me into this room, the spare room, and I could see that it was like a single bed. It looked really cozy. And I jumped in and said, thanks. And they said, good night. And then they closed the door and turned the light off. And all of a sudden, I was in pitch black darkness. I held my hand up to my face. I couldn't even see my hand moving in front of my face. Who's ever been in that much darkness? You start seeing things in front of your eyes and spots floating around, right? It's kind of weird. And I got a bit scared, I got to confess. I was maybe 10 or 11 at this point, and I didn't know what to do. And so I tried, you know, I prayed, and that was helpful, and I looked around to see, and slowly, as my eyes got used to the darkness, I started being able to see a little bit more, right? That happens when you're in the darkness. Your eyes open up wide, and you can see more. And so I sat up to see what I could see, and as I sat up, I noticed on the other side of the room, there was a movement. I couldn't quite make out what it was, but I froze like this. What is it? And the movement stopped. I thought, no, I must have just been imagining it. And then I saw a bit of movement again, and I froze again. Oh, what's going on? And so I slowly pushed back the covers, and I started getting out of bed. I could see what looked like a person on the other side of the room. And I was freaking out. I was so scared at this point. It's in pitch dark. My mind's coming up with all these sorts of things. What on earth could it be? And so I rushed back to the door, and I slammed on the light. And as the light came on, guess what I saw? A mirror. It was me the whole time. Oh, boy. How silly did I feel? So I turned the light off. I made sure I looked around the room so I knew what was in there. I turned that off, and I went back to bed, and I got to sleep. And the next morning, my granddad made me eat Weet-Bix with hot boiled water on it, which was weird, but tasted pretty good. So the lesson that I learned, first of all, I didn't pray enough. Whenever anyone in the Bible was scared or had to do something, the only way they were able to be brave, like David facing Goliath, or Daniel in the lions, then the only way they could be brave was with God. The second thing I learned was the things that I'm most often afraid of are usually just in my head. And with God, I can overcome anything and be brave. So I don't know what you might be scared of, but I think everyone's, even grown-ups, are scared of something. But you don't have to be. If you've got God with you, everything will be all right.